Astrologically, we're living in interesting times. We're moving from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius, and this will have a profound effect on our lives and the future of the planet. To understand this, we need to go back 5,000 years, according to Charles Swaby from Fix the Future.
5,000 years ago, there were a group of people called the Mycenaeans, and they had an absolute ball. The Mycenaeans were Taurians. They were a fun-loving, pleasure-seeking group of people who loved good food, they loved good healthy sex, they loved good music. And if any group of people could be described as people who lived according to the maxim, make love, not war, it was the Mycenaeans. The age of Taurus defined the circumstances in which they lived. Their reign of pleasure came to a rude end when the age of Aries started. Now, each age lasts 2,000 years. So the age of Aries started at the end of the age of Taurus and went up to the age of Pisces. And the age of Aries, of course, is full of Arians who were frightfully self-centered, always wanting to be me, 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 first at everything, and who gets fed up if they don't win. Now, that's just what happened in the age of Aries. And suddenly, lots of individuals headed up city-states like Athens and Troy and Sparta, and the Assyrians rushed off and started bopping people, and the Persians and the Romans. And there was a huge conflict, both at sea and on land. And it went on right into the Roman era, and suddenly, 2,000 years ago, came on the stage the figure of Jesus Christ. Now, whether you believe in religion or not, the fact is that Jesus Christ ushered in the age of Pisces. And it's quite significant because he started off by using the lamb as a symbol, but quite quickly he moves to the symbol of fishes. And the fish, of course, his disciples were mostly fishermen who fished on the Sea of Galilee. And so he was using the symbolism of fish, and he ushered in the age of Pisces. And the glyph is two fish swimming in opposite directions. And it's significant to us now because most people was born in the age of Pisces. So we'll all understand it, but we're living in the age of Aquarius. So let's just look carefully at what Pisces means. In this context, the two fish represent two quite different forms of government, and they are swimming against each other. When you look at the glyph, they're swimming in opposite directions. The first form of government is state government, national government, the city council, let's say. That's one type of fish. And that sort of fish lays down rules and laws which are absolute. If you park on a double yellow line, you must pay the fine, no matter what. There's no excuse. The other sort of fish, though, was the fish that was the creature of what we're broadly going to call religions. Not just the Anglican or the Roman Catholic Church, but every single religion you can think of, Buddhism and so on. These religions did not lay down rules that if you parked on a double yellow line, you would get fined. Actually, you could do almost anything, and these churches would tend to forgive you, provided that you confessed, provided that you changed your heart in some way, and that if you promised to lead a good life, then the benefits would be in an afterlife. But these religions also did enormous charitable work. I mean, most religions are responsible for education. And they extended their influence through these means into a wide variety of spheres, which actually were perhaps the better province of state government. And so slowly, over the 2,000 years, the government of the churches has come into conflict with the governments of a state. And what the churches are doing is expressing the view of the group. Now, this is very important because groups are what Pisces is all about. It's either the group of the nation or group of the church or a group of a particular set of people who are interested in something. But it's a group. What is happening now is that we're moving into the age of Aquarius, and these two are in conflict. They're in conflict because Aquarius is an individualist sign. So suddenly, in the year 2000, everything changed astrologically from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius. And suddenly, individuals are important. So if I explain to you what Aquarius stands for, you'll see that we're sitting now in a rather uncomfortable position of being people that were born in the age of Pisces, but living in the age of Aquarius. Because we were born and brought up to believe in the nation state. and in the groups and clubs and organisations. You would get companies that encourage people to work for them for life. That's another group work. But nowadays, you'll find that individuals are moving between companies at an enormous rate of knots. And in fact, if you stayed in one company, you're probably regarded as a bit cranky. Whereas 100 years ago, you'd be regarded as particularly cranky if you started moving away from a company. You can see what's happening, and you've got individual rights emerging that are in conflict with group rights, and that conflict is making us feel rather uncomfortable.
That's Charles Swaby.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.